Hello everyone, I hope you've had a great week so far. My name is Hayley Sparks and welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast. On this week's episode, we'll be joined by Andrew from Explorer Journeys. They are a new luxury cruise brand that promises a boutique hotel vibe at sea, designed to appeal to luxury travelers who may have never considered cruising before. In this episode, we sit down with Andrew, Explorer's business relationship lead for the UK and Ireland, to explore how this unique cruise line is redefining luxury cruising and who it's ideal for. From personalised service and innovative ship design to immersive destinations and Explorer's ocean state of mind philosophy, we cover all the ways Explorer Journey stands out and help you decide if this experience is right for your next adventure. Wow, Andrew, I've set the scene. That sounds very exciting. Welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Thanks, Hayley. Yeah, you set the scene perfectly, actually. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I am very excited to have you this week because, as we were just discussing before we started recording, we are both cruise addicts. We are massive fans. And I have been fortunate enough to travel with a lot of not just Travels cruise brand partners, but Explorer Journeys is relatively new to the market and one that I haven't sailed with. So you're going to tell us everything we need to know.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I think that's part of the excitement of it, is that we are so brand new. We haven't even been in the water for 2 years as yet. It'll be 2 years in September. But in that 2 years, what we've created is phenomenal.
And this is getting a little bit of exclusive, really, with something that is so new. So can you just set the scene for the listeners, Andrew, and just give us a little bit of the backstory about Explorer Journeys and how they came into the market?
Yeah, of course. So long story short, Explorer Journeys is a passion project. So we are part of the MSC group, so the Mediterranean Shipping Company. And as part of that group, we are part of the largest shipping company in the world. So our owners, the Aponte Vargo family, they have always wanted to have a luxury ocean travel brand within the group. The biggest part of their business is cargo shipping. They also have our sister brand, MSC Cruises, which is your, you know, contemporary family kind of brand. And they've always wanted to have this luxury offering within the group because they have their own super yacht and they wanted to bring that experience that they have on board when they're traveling on their super yacht to their guests. So they say that they've, you know, been traveled around the world on the yachts. They've, you know, they know the best places to go to. They know the best beaches to travel to. And so from that kind of dream is how we came to be.
I really love that story. I've recently been doing presenting work on a super yacht, and it is unfortunately an experience that the vast majority of people, myself included, this was completely new to me and only an opportunity that opened up through my job, but we don't have any opportunity to experience what a super yacht would be like. So I'm fascinated by the concept of being able to bring that to the mainstream and that kind of fusion of super yacht with a cruise ship. I don't think that's been done before.
It hasn't, I don't think. And I think that's what the real excitement and the buzz around it is, because unfortunately, a lot of cruise still has that stigma attached to it. So, you know, some people do think when they hear the term cruise that it's going to be the massive, big, you know, floating shopping center. It's going to be cringy entertainment and bad food and everything like that. And that's basically the opposite of everything that we offer and everything that we are. And so that's why we're kind of appealing to a new generation of cruisers as well. So people that might have never considered a cruise before, because they can see the difference with us, that what we're offering is more resort style. It is more a hotel style. As you mentioned before, we see ourselves as a beautiful luxury hotel. We just happen to float. And so we offer everything that a beautiful luxury hotel can, but probably even more because you're waking up in a new destination almost every day.
That's the beauty of cruising, I think, the relaxation that once you step foot on board, that's it for the traveling. You don't have to catch trains, additional planes to get from A to B. It's all done for you whilst you're relaxing at sea or overnight when you're sleeping, in that joy of waking up in a new destination. You haven't had to pack, repack, unpack. And that, I think, is what makes the experience just so relaxing. People work so hard, and I think people do want to be taken care of on their holiday as much as possible, just to reduce that stress, reduce the inconvenience. And I love the idea of explorer journeys being described as a boutique resort at sea. That luxury that I think is on the increase. We can see that people are investing more into the luxury market at the moment.
Definitely. There's a huge demand for luxury ocean travel. And you notice I don't really use the term cruise because, as I said, we don't see ourselves as a cruise line, which I know sounds really odd because obviously we are ships and we're not taking away from that. It's just that the experience that we offer is so different to your traditional cruising. So that's why now we use different terminology, and you know, we talk about journeys instead of itineraries. We talk about having hosts on board instead of crew, because it is much more tailored to a luxury land-based kind of clientele who are wanting to try something different. And you know, so much so that majority of our hosts on board, our crew, they don't come to us from a cruising background. Most of them come from a luxury hospitality brand. So a lot of them, for them themselves, is the first time working on ships. And it's, you know, they don't have that cruise mentality that a lot of other people that have been at sea for years and years have. So it is a real nice, lovely feel on board.
It's really interesting, Andrew, how the whole concept is to sort of turn cruising on its head. So can we just dive a little bit deeper into any of the other elements that does differentiate from maybe a listener that's been on a luxury cruise with another brand partner? How is this going to be different?
So on our ships, so what we offer is for a luxury ship, we do have a larger size ship. So our first two ships, which are both sailing now, Explorer 1 and 2, are 63,900 tons. So ships of that size are usually designed to carry between 2,000 up to 2,500 guests on board. However, at maximum occupancy, we will never have more than 922 guests on board. So the amount of space is absolutely phenomenal. Every single one of our suites, and we have 461 suites on Explorer 1 and 2, are all ocean facing with beautiful ocean views. They all have their own private terrace, so we don't have any insides or outside rooms. They all have a full terrace, which comes back to that philosophy of what you mentioned before about the ocean state of mind, and I'll come onto that in a little bit. Unlike traditional cruising as well, even things like dining we do differently. So for those that have cruised before, would be aware that normally on most ships you have a main dining room, which is included, that everybody, you know, can go and dine in. And then there might be one or two specialty restaurants which are chargeable. We don't do that. We have six restaurants on board the ship. Five of them are all included in the journey fare, and they're all just as good as each other. And then there's one restaurant, which is a slightly elevated experience because it's a degustation menu with wine pairings and so on, which that one is chargeable. But other than that, all of your food on board is included. Even things like entertainment, we do differently. So we do entertainment in a way that we see, you know, what we say is it's reimagined to be the right vibe for the right time. And so we don't actually even have a theatre on board the ship. So, you know, we've got loads of entertainment going on, but it's just not everybody bottlenecking to get into one particular venue at one particular time. We've got 12 beautiful bars and lounges around the ship, 8 of them indoor and 4 of them outdoor. So people have choices because there's going to be different things going on at different times. So as I said before, it goes back to that whole kind of hotel feel. You know, you stay at a hotel, you don't then rush off to see a show. You know, it's you want some entertainment there, but it's not necessarily going to be your, you know, your big West End productions or, you know, anything like that. It's much more relaxed. So it's a beautiful luxury experience, but it's very much a relaxed luxury vibe on board.
It sounds absolutely incredible. And in terms of passengers, who would you say Explorer Journeys is designed for?
Everybody. I know that sounds really strange. It's very broad, but we are owned by Italians, so they're very family oriented. So in saying that, we are very open for families to travel with us. You know, there's not many, if any, luxury ocean brands out there that are openly kind of, you know, openly open to kind of welcome in families on board. Yes, they might accept families and children on board, but they're not out there kind of promoting that. Whereas we're very much out there saying, yes, we welcome multi-gen families, come and, you know, have the whole family come and travel with us. We've got great things on board, the Nautilus Club and so on for children. So we accept families. Anybody from 6 months and over is welcome on board. We've got a fairly younger demographic, and I think that comes back to, you know, the experiences that we're offering as well, and the fact that, as I said, we're very much more relaxed luxury rather than your traditional luxury. So, you know, our average age at the moment is 53. So for a luxury ocean travel brand, that's, you know, much younger than what is historically been in the past for this kind of product. So yeah, we have a wide range of people that have never cruised before, people that have said they will never step foot on a cruise because it's not for them. We've even, you know, appealing to those people as well. And I think that comes down to the fact as well that before we actually launched the brand, we actually sat down and surveyed 25,000 prospective guests through focus groups, and they included people that were seasoned cruisers like yourself that have, you know, traveled many times on cruises before, people that have never set foot on a ship and just have said, nope, it's not for them. And also travel industry professionals as well, because we wanted their feedback on what they would look for and what would make them want to travel with this new luxury ocean travel brand. And based on all of that feedback is how the brand is actually built. So it kind of all comes through what we call the art of listening, and that's how we've launched and built the brand.
Well, it sounds like it has been tailor-made to consumer demand, which is, again, quite a unique concept. I know you mentioned, Andrew, before about this personalised service at sea, and I believe that your team members on board attend a top hospitality school, is that right, for their training?
They do. So, you know, they all go through really amazing, you know, rigorous training as well, just to make sure that, you know, we are delivering on our promise, basically, on for the onboard experience, and making sure that our hosts are trained up in the highest level of hospitality management. And I've personally been so fortunate to have traveled on a number of many cruise lines, and I can quite honestly say that our hosts on board are just phenomenal. They really do go above and beyond. And again, that's the reason that we call them hosts, not crew, because they're not just order takers. They're not just, you know, there to serve you and, you know, and wait on you type thing. They're there to really enhance your journey and, you know, really make it as amazing as it can possibly be. For example, if your suite host, they will be more than happy to help you make a reservation in one of the restaurants, or if you needed directions to a particular venue on the ship, your suite host would be more than happy to take you there in person. So they're really phenomenal. What I love about it as well is we don't actually work with any agencies that just send us a bunch of people to come and work on the ships. Like most other cruise lines will do that, and you know, you don't really get a say in who's coming on board. What we do is we travel around the world and hold recruitment drives constantly. And so we handpick who we have to come and work on the ships as our onboard hosts. So, you know, that means that we're going to really international mix as well. So when Explorer One first launched almost 2 years ago now, you know, she launched with well over 60 nationalities represented on board amongst the hosts. So it's a real nice multicultural mix of people too, not just one or two dominant nationalities. And that way as well, we know that we're getting the best of the best. So by hand selecting them ourselves. So yeah, they really are a group of special people.
Wow, that's so interesting as well, that hand selection, that attention to detail to make sure that everybody working for Explorer Journeys embodies the whole ethos and that personalized experience. And you've obviously been able to achieve that wonderfully, which is great. And can we talk a little bit more about the unique destinations, which plays into the super yacht experience? Because obviously one of the benefits of people lucky enough to travel or own a super yacht is that you can be taken to destinations that are more hard to reach, shall we say, for the average traveler. So how does Explorer Journeys go about choosing the itineraries and destinations and try and make them different from what else is available on the market?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I really do say to people as well. I'm like, don't just look at our embark and debark cities or turnaround points, because within each journey there's so many different places that are really off the beaten path and different to just the kind of stock standard places that most will go. I've done a couple of Greek island cruises recently, and there's been a few ports in there, places that I've never even heard of before. And you kind of, you know, you dock and it's like you've got your own private island because there's nobody else there. So yeah, when it comes to putting all the journeys together, we are looking at, you know, obviously we want to go to all the amazing celebrated destinations that we all know and love. But then within that as well, we really want to travel to those lesser known ports and places that others haven't kind of experienced yet, which is the kind of the real excitement of traveling as well. So at the moment, as I mentioned, we've only got the two ships sailing. The third ship, Explorer 3, she will launch next summer, so summer 2026. So currently we are in the Mediterranean in the summer and the Caribbean in the winter. When Explorer 3 launches, she will she'll do a bit of the UK, so she will be coming into Southampton on a couple of journeys, which is great. So it will give us the opportunity to really showcase her to our UK audience. And then she'll make her way up to Northern Europe, then across to Iceland, Greenland, then down the East Coast, the USA, Canada, New England for the fall season, before all three ships will have a season in the Caribbean again. And then Explorer 3 will then make her way up through the Panama Canal up to the Pacific West Coast. So that obviously means we've also just launched Alaska, which is a really exciting time for us as well, because Alaska, you know, as everyone knows, it's all about the beautiful wilderness, being outdoors. With our ship, you know, I think Explorer 3 is the perfect ship to do Alaska, just because there's so much outdoor space on board and so much deck space for everybody to enjoy. So Alaska is our most recent announcement. We've also got some Middle East, Arabian Peninsula in there as well now. So for the back end of 2026 into 2027, which is really popular for our UK guests. That's selling really well. So lots of Dubai and Jeddah, Doha. And then we also have a bit of South America, so down into the Amazon. So we've got a couple of really nice journeys going from the Caribbean, so San Juan into Manaus, and then Manaus back to San Juan as well in February 2027. And then, yeah, Explorer 4, she's also on sale currently. So her summer 2027 journeys have just gone on sale. So we will be a fleet of six by 2028, but four of them are on sale currently. And obviously once Explorer 5 and 6 launch, then that will open up more of the world to us as well.
Wow. For a new brand, you've certainly got a lot going on in a very short space of time, which again is very fascinating that the fleet is expanding at such a phenomenal rate, Andrew. I would have not maybe naively assumed that you'd sort of test the water, so to speak, no pun intended, with your first little couple of ships, but to have a fleet of six already planned and selling some of those itineraries for the new ships already seems extraordinary.
Well, I think that's it, and that's, you know, I think the easy thing would have been to have maybe just bought and refurbished one or two ships from another cruise line, just to kind of, exactly as you say, sort of test the waters, so to speak, and then see how it went. But that's the beauty, I think, of being privately owned and part of the MSC group as well. So, you know, they don't really do anything in half. So it was everything in, and it's such a huge investment. It's, you know, the six ships, Explorer 1-6, is a 3.5 billion euro investment. So, you know, they knew that the demand was there. They could see what potential it had. And, thankfully it has all paid off. But, you know, to have six ships launch in within a 5-year period is, I mean, it's terrifying when you think about it, but it's really, really worked. And just to give you a little bit of information on the different ships. So I mentioned Explorer 1 and 2 are both sailing now. So they are sister ships. They're identical. The hardware is exactly the same. One or two slight tweaks internally. When Explorer 3 launches in next summer, so August 2026, she, along with Explorer 4, they will also be sister ships. They're going to be a little bit different because they're going to be equipped with LNG tanks. So LNG is liquefied natural gas, so it's the cleanest fuel available to us. So to get those tanks on board, the ships do need to be about 19 meters longer. So they will be 19 meters longer. However, even though they're over 10 gross tons more, they will only have an additional two suites. So instead of 461 suites on board like 1 and 2, they'll have 463 suites on board and will only take an additional three guests. So instead of 922 guests maximum, it'll be 925. So the space to guest ratio on those ships will be even more than what we have on Explorer 1 and 2. And then Explorer 5 and 6, like, so when they come, they'll also be hydrogen powered as well. So, you know, when it comes to sustainable ocean travel, we really are the leaders in that field. So, you know, the sea's our home. We want to do everything that we can to protect it. That's, and I'm sure they won't stop at six. So,
well, I know. Can you imagine in the next 10 years if this exactly. is anything to go by? No wonder you're so busy, Andrew.
It does. It keeps me busy. It keeps me out of trouble. So it's, but no, it is a beautiful brand, a beautiful product to work for.
Yeah, and exciting for existing customers as well to have so much newness within the brand and all the different itineraries and so much going on. I'd love to just ask you a little bit more about the ocean state of mind philosophy yes. behind that. Can you explain what that means?
I can. So it's... I absolutely love this philosophy. I mean, for those listeners that are listening, you could probably guess from by now, I'm not originally from here, from the UK. So I'm originally from Australia. And so I always, you know, while I was growing up, if I wasn't in the water, you could guarantee that I was always going to be around it somewhere. And so the ocean state of mind, it's different for everybody, but it's a philosophy that, you know, water sort of creates and evokes emotion in people. And I truly understand what they mean by this because it's so true. It's when I'm at the beach or when I'm, you know, by a lake or a river, when I'm on our ships, I completely get this because you feel yourself relaxing when you're, you know, on the water. And it just evokes this emotion in you that, you know, it's hard to explain and put into a few words, but as I said, it's different for everyone. But I think because there's so many massive big ships now, people are wanting, you know, to build bigger and bigger and bigger, and you lose that experience from, you know, that being on the ocean, because it's all about, you know, the onboard experience of the all singing, all dancing, you know, that kind of thing, which is fine if that's, you know, if that's what people are looking for and they want that, absolutely. But if you want that kind of more refined, relaxing atmosphere, then, you know, the ocean state of mind is what we offer. It's kind of discovering your own ocean state of mind. I mean, just one example that I can give you is, as I said before, we have terraces on every single one of our suites, and each of those terraces has a day bed. So you can lay out on your day bed. The first time I sailed on our inaugural journey, I went out onto the day bed. I took my Kindle out there to read some of my book, and I realized that I'd been sort of staring out at the ocean for about 15 minutes before I'd even read a single word on my Kindle, because I didn't even notice I was doing it. It was just because that's the kind of feeling that you get. And to me, that's my ocean state of mind. And so, yeah, it is different for everybody, but that's the kind of feeling and the emotion that we want to kind of bring to our guests.
That's wonderful. And for anybody who hasn't experienced the ocean state of mind, because they've never been on an explorer journey cruise, or maybe they've never cruised before, what would you say that might surprise them or maybe change their mind if they assume that cruising isn't for them?
It's a good question. So yeah, we're you know, we are sort of targeting the yet to cruise market. So people that, as I said, don't see themselves as a cruiser. And I think just from the experience that we offer, if you're somebody that enjoys staying at beautiful hotels and resorts around the world, I can honestly guarantee that you will love this, what we're offering, because at the moment, about 35 to 40% of our guests have never cruised before. And you know, that's what they can see the difference between us and your traditional cruise. And all you've got to do is just look at some of the images of the public spaces on board. Our lobby, for example, if you didn't know that you had just walked along the gangway onto a ship, you would think that you're in a beautiful boutique hotel in New York, for example. Our accommodations, you know, even the suites on board. So we've got three core categories of accommodations. So we've got suites, penthouses, and residences. And, you know, this is why we don't have cabins, for example, because a lot of people still think, you know, hear cruise and automatically think a boxy little cabin. So we only have suites, penthouses, and residences. And, you know, just by looking at some of the photos of them, and for example, you would think that it was a junior suite at a hotel in our entry level accommodation. So, you know, our rooms start from 377 square feet, and they go all the way up to 3,014 square feet, which is in our owner's residence. So there is something for everybody. But yeah, you really do have that hotel feel and vibe on board.
Andrew, it all sounds immensely appealing, I have to say. it really, really does. And I love the unique concepts, the vision, the sort of how Explorer Journeys has come into the market with something different, something fresh, something unique, something exciting. And I look forward to seeing where the product goes in as I said, in the next 10 years and beyond. And it's great to hear that the business has got off to such a brilliant start already. So you're definitely doing something right.
Oh, thanks, Hayley. Really appreciate it. So it is. And I know I said it before, but it is a beautiful, beautiful brand. And I hope that I've sort of managed to bring some of it to life for Lisa. I know it's hard when it's not visual, but hopefully people can now go and do a bit of research, speak to their Not Just Travel agent, and yeah, get all the information that's needed, because we would love to welcome you on board.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I really appreciate your time today, and you absolutely have set the scene. And as Andrew said, if you're inspired and you'd like to find out more, please do get in touch with the travel consultant who sent you this podcast. We work so closely with Explorer of Journeys, and we can help tailor make a dream journey for you in the future. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.